This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I have some interesting news for you, and I want to lay again this question to you, all of you Trumpites out there, just to keeping everything in perspective, the way that we should. We should be a principled people. We should not be a people that are moved because someone's got the favorite jersey on that we so desire that they have. There's a brand new article out on sonsoflibertymedia.com today. President Trump is right. This is what it says. President Trump is right. These three colluders all belong in prison. Now, if I'm right in saying this, and he's talking about none other than Hillary Clinton and James Comey and others' friends, and interestingly enough, just this last week, Donald Trump said he can do whatever he wants with the Department of Justice. Now, I'm just curious to know, and if you'd like to call in an answer, I'd love to hear from you, as would 91 other affiliates in the United States and 53 countries outside. But if you'd like to call in and tell us why it is that he has the right to do whatever he wants with the DOJ, and yet we have a Hillary Clinton still running around, a James Comey still running around, a Barack Hussein Obama still running around, and literally, friends, a plethora of others that need to be thrown in jail, why has not Donald Trump done a thing about it? 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I just want to know if Donald Trump can do whatever he wants with the Department of Justice. He is the chief. He is the commander-in-chief. Yes, indeed. But why has he done nothing about the Clintons, the Obamas, the Comeys, the Abedins? Folks, I can go on. The list goes on and on and on and on. While the American people are still waiting for Donald Trump to keep his promise on the campaign trail that he would bring forth that special prosecutor. And it doesn't fall to just the Clintons, friends. It falls to a plethora of criminals, high-profile criminals, that for some reason or another believe that they're above the law. They're demigods. 1-866-582-9933. And I bet that nobody's going to call in and answer this, but I'll tell you what, at any given time you ever even put the question mark to critiquing Donald Trump and his administration, people are just bent out of shape. Isn't that amazing? And I want to tell you why they're bent out of shape. Because they're not a principled people. They care more about who they like. Folks, I'd rather have someone in there that I didn't like on a personal level but did the right thing. And that's what we need to be, is we need to be a principled people here. And it's absolutely ridiculous, the things that I see on a daily basis coming from the American people concerning what's going on. Here, let me give you a case in point. Just a couple days ago, I did an article. And the article was based on Donald Trump's administration pushing for war. And I didn't even put anything to do with Donald Trump on there. I just put new administration pushing for war. And lo and behold, I get an email this morning for one of my columns that I do on a weekly basis that goes out to over 40 different outlets across the country. And, of course, the first thing, some ignoramus, and I'm sorry, folks, but it's the fact of the matter. It's true. This ignoramus writes in and said, firstly, I just want to tell you that I didn't like your last article and I didn't read it because of the headline. I was turned off by the headline. And, again, the headline was New Administration's Push for War. That was it. Nothing more, nothing less. Nothing more, nothing less, friends. And then she begins to tell me all the things wrong with my article that she didn't read. This is what this individual said. Sorry to say I did not read your article because I am turned off by the title. You want to talk about a shallowness concerning the people across the boards in this country? He said, I'm not a Trump fanatic. I have said he is either what he claims or he is an antichrist. And then he goes on and says, the Trump administration is not pushing for war. But do you remember, right, friends, that I shared with you when I was highlighting this column, the new administration's push for war, that it's been every administration up to this point? And it shows you that president after president, new administration after new administration is going along with the agenda. And it shows you that they are not the acting president. They are taking orders. They are pawns in someone else's hands. They're moving on the behest of special interest groups. Well, it's a fact. You got to be an absolute fool or you're blind or you just don't want to hear it and see it like this individual didn't. But when you begin to lay out the history of war and the history of administration, it's amazing to me that they all say the same things. They make promises that things are going to change, and yet they change not. One of the topics that I brought up yesterday, and by the way, Donald Trump is one of them too, that he wanted to shut down partial birth abortion. None of that's been done, America. All the way from 1973 to the present, president after president, I'm going to quit. We're going to stop abortion. We're going to shut it down. We're going to do this, that, and the other thing. And yet since 1973, 58 million babies have been aborted. Why? I thought that all these presidents, folks, promised that they were going to shut down the abortion industry. Now, only to show you that things are getting worse, now you taxpayers are actually paying for partial birth abortions. And furthermore, even speaking to the issue of abortion, isn't it also interesting, friends, that senators in this country know that baby parts are being sold on websites across the country? Yes, baby parts are being sold in the light of day in this country, and yet they still allow Planned Parenthood to do the things that they do, including Donald Trump, like it or not. And again, folks, what it shows you is how unprincipled the American people are. So what I did is I just asked you the question. These three colliders all belong in prison. President Donald Trump is right. And just this last week, he highlighted the fact that he can do whatever he wants to do with the Department of Justice. And yet he does nothing. I'm waiting for an explanation. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Why do these things continuously go down the same road, friends? Because the American people are duped over and over and over again by different players, ones they don't like and ones they do like. And it's called leading through opposition. It's a communist tactic. When are you going to wake up? We're going to come right back to another topic concerning Donald Trump. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. And folks, we're talking this time about how we're going to designate this month to National Slavery and Human Trafficking Prevention Month? Are you kidding me? Nope, they're not. Be right back.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back under the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. When you become a son or daughter of liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Bill Cook, founder of the Black Robe Regiment of Virginia, an army of pastors and churches in Virginia that is restoring the church's vital leadership and influence in civil government. I want to wish Bradley Dean and his family a blessed Christmas and New Year and say how much I appreciate Bradley's passion for the lost and love for the truth. It's an honor to fight beside him in the battle for the heart and soul of America, and I urge you to do the same.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. By the way, P.S. Posted Script, when I speak across the country, I think one of the most requested information or questions that are asked from me when I go into particular states outside of Minnesota is, what's Michelle Bachmann doing? And interestingly enough, on the front page of the Star, they call it the Communist Star here in Minneapolis because it's, again, controlled by the CIA, the lying CIA-controlled narrative constantly and the propaganda that they spew out. Interesting how nobody believes them, but they have papers out that are being sold to the people that buy them that say and declare that they don't believe the media. How much sense does that make? But that's what they do. It's called hypocrisy. They're pretenders. They say one thing and they do the opposite. They hold the truth and unrighteousness once again. But it's interesting because it looks like she's going to be running for the Senate in the state of Minnesota here in place of Al Franken. How that guy got there in the first place, friends, you can rest assured it was nothing short of voter fraud, firstly. And secondly, I want to say, too, you know, I was talking with one of my friends this morning in Minneapolis, and I said it's interesting how ignorant the media can be. It truly is. Because the Bible says they're going to fall into the pit that they themselves have dug, period, right? Because there's an unrighteous people and there's a righteous people. And I said it's interesting, the more they attack that woman, and the country's beginning to pick up on this now, but the more they attack a person, the more the people know that the person that the media is attacking is the good guy, for the most part. And I said, it's interesting, the more they attack Michelle Bachmann, the more support she garners. And I said, that woman understands how it works. And now if the church would understand the power of the cross, And the fallout to the enemy is this. Had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Had they known that they were going to fall into the very pits that they themselves have dug, they wouldn't have assailed the righteous in the first place. But they do. Read Psalm 2. You know, it tells us in Psalm 2 that the kings of the earth, they gather themselves against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us cut their bands asunder. But what did the Lord say? He shall laugh. He shall have them in great derision. He shall break them as a potter's vessel. You better bet your bottom dollar. And there's some people that understand this spiritual lesson, and there's others that don't. And I want to tell you what, there's a lot more enemies of the cross who claim to be friends of the cross, but they know nothing of the Christ. And the reason they don't know anything of the Christ is because they don't know how to hold the cross. It reminds me of Andrew, the disciple. He preached the cross his whole life, and then when it was time for him to go to the cross, he went and kissed the cross, and he said, what, I'm to preach the cross, but not live the cross? How many people understand what I just said? It looks like trouble in the world, but the trouble is for the unrighteous, not the righteous, when the Lord shows up. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment is the very habitation of his throne. People, see things through. Watch the Lord bring about the victory, because you know and I know, for those that understand what I'm saying, those that have ears to hear and eyes to see, friends, that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. We have all the promises of yea and amen in Christ Jesus on our behalf. They're not against us, they're for us. And for a moment it may look so, but friends, see it through. Perseverance, defined Webster's 1828, is a continuance in a state of grace until preceded by a state of glory. Stay the course and see it through. Going back to Michelle Bachman, she understands this. I say attack, attack, attack. Because the more you attack, just like Rachel Maddow, just like the state-controlled media did, when they attacked my prayer in the state of Minnesota at the Capitol, what they didn't know is they were swelling our ranks. Let them attack America. Let them attack the likes of Senator Bachman, hopefully. Let them attack the righteous, because the more they attack, the more they are defeating themselves. And you will see the desire of the Lord upon the heads of those that rise up against you. The Bible says that he will smite them through the loin that rise up against the righteous, that they will rise not again. If you go to Psalm 18, David said, those that rose up against me no longer are able to do so, because his foot is upon their necks, and that the Lord would set a table in the presence of his enemies. And that's exactly what he does. Understand what Scripture says, friends. And when it gets hard, know that you're in the right place. Know that you're in the right place, not in the wrong place. Folks, so I say again, concerning Michelle Bachman, it looks like she's going to be running for Senate in the state of Minnesota here. Also wanted to let you know and remind you, America, let their cruelties swell our ranks, because they are. Let their cruelties swell our ranks, America, because they are. America, slowly but surely, are catching on to the lying media, slowly but surely, and you're beginning to understand that, just what I'm telling you right now, concerning this exposition on the power of the cross, it's the power of God unto salvation to them that believe, period. And I love it, friends, I love it. I also wanted to bring out, and I brought it up to you right during the last segment there, we have, this is bizarre, friends. It really, truly is bizarre. But to suggest that we're going to have a month designated to child trafficking and anti-slavery in the United States of America, a designated month for this, President Trump declares January 2018 as National Slavery and Human Traffic Prevention Month. I mean, folks, this is weird. And there's also another article out on the sonsoflibertymedia.com that also says that Congress is shaking, that Congress is nervous about it. Why would they be nervous about it? I want to tell you why they'd be nervous about it. Have you not seen the child trafficking documentary that some in Congress did not want you to see? It's called Conspiracy of Silence. Matter of fact, during this documentary, it's very disturbing, but it shows you pedophiles in Washington, D.C., who have been filmed and extorted by those that they serve, because you know as well as I do that they're extorted men, they're compromised men, because if they weren't compromised men, they would do that which the law commands them to do. And by the way, we know this of Barney Franks. We know this of George Bush Sr., folks. Some of the lines in the lineage that go back to pedophilia is incredible, and it's unthinkable. That's the word that you need to understand. It's unthinkable. One of the quotes that was given by one of these pedophiles was, they would not believe it because it's the unthinkable. And then he went on to say, that is why we can get away with it. Again, it's the unthinkable. Again, America, why would the modern American church stand down concerning the sodomite agenda in this country? Why are politicians in Washington, D.C. voting in favor of what God calls an abomination? See, the widespread acts of pedophiles committed against our children by both our corrupt clergy, which we see almost on a daily basis, and corrupt politicians are rampant and unthinkable. Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13, Matthew 18:7-9, Romans 1:24, Jude 1:7, and the list goes on. Again, Conspiracy of Silence is a documentary that exposed a network of religious leaders along with Washington politicians back in the 80s who flew children to Washington, D.C. for sex orgies. This whole documentary is brought to you by lawyers, individuals that were a part of these children's sex orgies in Washington, D.C., those that were being used by politicians, and some named names. But when you get a moment, friends, go to the Conspiracy of Silence. Again, Conspiracy of Silence. And I also wanted you to know that on the Conspiracy of Silence, this documentary, before it was aired, foreigners came into the America that we know today and went to Boys Town in Nebraska, and they filmed this. And before they were to air it on national television, someone put the kibosh on the video airing May 3rd, 1994. On Discovery Channel. And what's interesting is influential members of Congress applied pressure to the cable industry to stop the airing of the program and to destroy all copies. As a matter of fact, it was already listed nationwide in the April 30th, May 6th edition of TV Guide and newspaper supplements. The Discover Channel and Yorkshire Television were reimbursed for $250,000 production cost to not air this. So, folks, the bad guys paid a lot of money for you not to see this documentary called Conspiracy of Silence. Again, Conspiracy of Silence, banned Discover Channel documentary. Do check it out. Or if you'd like to go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go on to the article. The link is on there for the video. The child trafficking documentary, some in Congress did not want you to see. Why would Congress be nervous about Donald Trump calling forth the month of January 2018 anti-slavery month and child trafficking month? Oh boy, you think our forefathers ever seen this coming down the line? Do you think grandpa and grandma ever thought in a million years we'd be talking about the things that we're talking about today? Shame upon us. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you'd like to check us out online, please do sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over to our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E on my Facebook, and my Twitter account, for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. And also check out our YouTube page, Bradley Dean Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean Sons of Liberty on YouTube as well. And friends, if you'd like to call in at any time, by the way, I knew that we weren't going to get a phone call, but I guarantee you I'm going to get the cowards emailing me and Facebooking me and texting me because they don't want to. They know the point that I'm trying to prove, but because they're so blinded, and because they want to stay in the middle of the political game that is unconstitutional, that's why they do what they do. They don't call in because they don't want you hearing the facts of the matter. They don't want you to know that they're unprincipled. But it's interesting that if you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. I'm waiting to learn my lesson from all of you good conservatives, yesterday's liberals. I'm waiting to learn my lesson so I can follow you into the ditch as well. And of course I'm being facetious. But I get sick and tired of seeing your emails. I get sick and tired of seeing your responses and your phone calls off the air. But you won't call in on live radio again because you don't want everybody to see how unprincipled you are. And I was simply asking the question, if Donald Trump can do whatever he wants to the Department of Justice, and we have three colluders here that belong in prison, then why hasn't he done anything about it? Why are they still given a free hand to go attack him at will? Because they are leading through opposition. They are creating the chaos. Remember what our forefather, the father of our Constitution, James Madison, said, no nation can survive continual warfare. That's right. So as long as it's continually stirred up through the gossips on the radio or the gossips on the news channels, friends, they're going to keep stirring the people up, and they're never going to bring about resolve. My objective is to bring about resolve, and I do it every single show, every single show. So if you'd like to call in at any time, please do. Friend or foe, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We will contend for the faith, and we will lay out the facts there for you, regardless if you like them or not. That's just what we do here. I also wanted to let you know, friends, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, right before the last segment, the end of the last segment, we were talking about conspiracy of silence. And Boys Town in Nebraska. And how the documentary that Discovery actually created from a bunch of people from outside of the United States of America, they were pressured by certain people in Congress to shut down the airing of that program back in the 80s. Why? Why? And then we began to highlight the fact that Donald Trump is now calling January, he's calling January 2018 as the National Slavery and Human Trafficking Prevention Month. And I said, and I say to myself, do you think our forefathers ever thought in a million years we'd be talking about the things that we have tolerated in this country? You want to talk about a merciful God, America, that we're still here, that we still have the freedom to right the wrongs? And then I look at it the other way, too. You know, when the judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness, Isaiah 26:9. Then I stand back at times and say, Lord, I understand that you're a merciful God, but there comes a time to show mercy on the victims as well, like the babies in the womb that are going to be slaughtered today. And the young boys and the young girls that are going to be fatherless are going to be ripped from their families, and they're going to be given over to foster care, and then they're going to be violated by some pervert. I want to tell you, pervert, something. It's better for you to take a rope and wrap it around your own neck and cast yourself into the sea rather than to offend one of the little ones. And also read Exodus 22. If you ever think for one moment God does not see, he does. A sparrow will not fall to the ground without his notice. He knows the very numbers of the hairs of our head. And all things are naked and open to the eyes of whom we have to do. Do you think that you're not going to be held accountable? Oh, you better think again, brother. And it's going to happen in this life. And it's going to happen in this life if the church loves God enough to keep his commandments. But while I was talking about that, friends, and while I'm talking about that, President Trump declaring January 2018 as National Slavery and Human Trafficking Prevention Month, do you think Grandma and Grandpa would even recognize this country if they were alive? In some cases, no! Talking to my friend in Minneapolis today, I said, dude, some of the things that we're talking about today, I never thought in a million years in my short life that I've lived up to this point. Yes, I'm a young man. I never thought in a million years we'd be talking about this stuff. What has been tolerated by corruption and corrupt men is second to none in this country. And then I also highlighted the fact that after Donald Trump declared this, those in Congress got nervous. Why would they get nervous? What are they afraid of? Well, I already highlighted it. Already highlighted the fact that there is a conspiracy of silence. Many of these people in Washington, D.C., friends, are extorted and they are controlled men and women. They have them on film doing the unthinkable. Don't doubt me. Conspiracy of silence. Check it out. And we're talking about these kids are being violated on our watch. You ever want to know why those that represent you don't do the right thing? It's because they're extorted men because they did the wrong thing. They're compromised men. Period. Period. You know, I also wanted to bring forth, because I talked about this and I feel like I'm going back and cleaning up, Franklin D. Roosevelt said in politics, nothing happens by accident. If it happens, you can bet it was planned that way. Do you know how the United States Supreme Court back in 2012 was deciding whether to get involved in the issue of homosexual marriage? And do you remember when Barack Hussein Obama, the guy nobody knows of, or who he is, or where he came from? Isn't it interesting that back in 2012, he appointed a woman, yes, I said a woman, Alina Kagan, to the Supreme Court Justice. She never judged a case a day in her life, and she's still there, America. Did I ever take the time to share with you how radical this woman is? And she is still sitting on the Supreme Court bench. Alina Kagan is the former dean of students at Harvard. And contrary to Harvard's founding mottos, listen carefully, for Christ in the church and for the glory of Christ. Yes, that is Harvard's motto. And yes, it is still there up on the wall. Alina Kagan somehow was handed the position to be the dean of students at that college. And instead of enforcing the slogans and the mottos for Christ and the church and for the glory of Christ by educating the students, Kagan is known for queerifying the Harvard College. And during her tenure, she did the following. Listen carefully. This woman, who never judged a case a day in her life, by the way, her whole lesbian radical background was completely swept under the rug by the media. And do you remember how they pushed her through real quick? And by the way, keep in mind, it took both sides, which is unconstitutional, but the point is made. The right is no better than what you call the left. Kagan hired former ACLU lawyer William Rubenstein to teach queer legal theory in Harvard, in which he taught courses on taking up new identities such as bisexuality, transgender blank, and involving polygamy, sadomasochism, and the sexuality of minors. This is Alina Kagan. Do you need me to say that again? Alina Kagan, who sits on the Supreme Court Justice, appointed by Barack Hussein Obama, who never judged a case a day in her life, who was approved by both sides, pushed in under the radar, hired former American Civil Liberties Union, the end of the ACLU is communism, said the founder, Roger Baldwin, a lawyer for the ACLU, William Rubenstein, to teach queer legal theory, in which he taught courses on taking up new identities such as bisexuality, transgender blank, and involving polygamy, sadomasochism, and the sexuality of minors. And she's on the bench. Kagan also hired other radicals, a lesbian and a transsexual, to teach transgender law courses. Wow, wow, wow. As well as Cass Sunstein, who has written in support of polygamy and free-for-all marriage relationships. Remember all these czars, these illegal czars that Barack Hussein Obama appointed? Folks, his whole administration was to see how far he could push the American people, and on the other side of that, how much the American people would tolerate. That's what his whole administration is about. Did you also know that Alina Kagan, who never judged a case a day in her life, now sits as a Supreme Court Justice in Washington, D.C., appointed, by the way, is the fox in the chicken coop, just in time for homosexual marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind? Did you know that Kagan viciously attacked our military in opposition to Don't Ask, Don't Tell? And by the way, let me stop right there for a moment. Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Now, why would those representative governments name a program Don't Ask, Don't Tell? It's because this is how they operate. And it was very telling when they came up with this program. But again, talking of Alina Kagan, who viciously attacked our military in opposition to Don't Ask, Don't Tell, I'm going to pick it up right after the other side. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Judith Reisman, Ph.D., and I am visiting professor of law at the Liberty School of Law and president of the Institute for Media Education. Sons of Liberty is an important, incredibly valuable resource for anyone who tries to keep up with where our world has been and where it's going. I urge people to listen.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Just taking it line upon line, precept upon precept, manifesting the councils of what's going on in your country, and doing a little cleanup. We're talking about Alina Kagan. I mean, then there was radical lesbian Lena Kagan, who never judged a case a day in her life, who's a radical lesbian that nobody knew of, because it was all brushed under the rug, and she was pushed through by both sides. Because Barack Hussein Obama had to appoint her just in time for homosexual marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind. You know, it's interesting, when I go online, I see these victims, the homosexuals, and the sodomites. And it's interesting, they say Bradley Dean never calls for the prosecution of homosexuals. Wait a second. First of all, I'm here not to change communities' values. I'm here to stand up for community values. I'm not here to change the law. I'm here to stand with the law. And the law does nothing but condemn the acts in every state of our union. Sodomy. It's a felony. It's a felony. So, what are you talking about, Bradley? Hey, folks, I desire the prosecution of all crime. That's how much I love my freedom. See, I'm so thankful and out of gratitude for those that sacrificed themselves to give me the freedom that I have. See, because they went out and they fought magnifying the law against tyranny throughout the world, we're told. But that's what their intent is and their purpose is, because they swore to uphold that Constitution against all enemies. And that's what they did. And many died in the process. And out of gratitude for their sacrifice, I'm going to do the same thing that they did. and I'm going to magnify the law to preserve our freedoms. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Hello! Hello! What happens when you don't enforce law anymore? Then you have something called anarchy. Hello! And I'll tell you, nobody bumps me more than the professed church in America on this very topic. They are so lawless, they've been promoting anarchy in our country for 60 years, and they're trying to figure out what's going on with their country. Well, they've been preaching lawlessness. And what's been the fruit? A bunch of anarchists, rebels, sons and daughters of Belial. What do you expect? And now, they've raised up their harvest. This is the harvest that they have, lawless ones. And yet they still preach out against the law of God in their ignorance. And now their new message is the rapture of Jesus Christ. Well, we haven't done what he commanded us to do, so now we're going to go and blame God and say, well, the Lord's going to do what the Lord's going to do, when in fact we were supposed to do it, but we didn't love enough to actually obey to do them, his commandments. Really? Man, people, wow! The professed church acts accordingly. Hey, folks, did we have a bunch of pedophilia in the church back in the 60s? Known? No, they were still hiding in the closet, weren't they? Did we see on a weekly basis kids being violated by some sodomite teacher? Or some woman having sex with some student? No way. Wasn't tolerated. Why? Because the laws were enforced. Now it's a joke. Ah, the judge, she's just going to slap me on the hand. Ah, we already know those soft judges. They're just going to produce hardened criminals. After all, the government's now sanctioned 3 strikes and then you're out. So we can commit the crime 3 times before they actually mean what they say. And the American taxpayer pays for it all. Alina Kagan. Nobody knows who she is. Nobody knows who she is because she never judged a case a day in her life, at least when it comes to those in the same sort of work. Again, the Harvard's motto is for Christ and the church and for the glory of Christ, and Kagan is now was known as the dean for Harvard before she got to the Supreme Court, and she was known for queerifying Harvard. Doing a little cleanup here. I just shared with you during the last segment, Kagan viciously attacked our military in opposition to Don't Ask, Don't Tell, even banning military recruiters from campus. Kagan's attempt to ban the recruiters was unsuccessful, and even after losing her legal campaign, she's still, of course, she's lawless. She still encouraged students to continue protesting them. Kagan's radical activism on campus was so toxic that there was even a campaign to make the entire university trans-inclusive. Folks, you're dealing with people that are daring the justice of God, and they don't mind you going to hell all the way with them. Using Harvard's gender identity non-discrimination policy to spew gender confusion among students on campus. And just think, before 1961, these people were thrown in prison for 21 years, at least. All the way up until 1973, it was considered a mental illness. Now they're attacking anybody and everybody that stands in their way. Attack! Again, Alina Kagan had never judged a case a day in her life, yet Obama, unqualified for office himself, has seen fit to qualify her on the Supreme Court bench, just in time for the court to review homosexual marriage. Do a little due diligence. As a matter of fact, if you'd like to go over to Alfred Kinsey, the homosexual icon, Kinsey and Child Porn, you'll see the link on Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty, YouTube page. Check it out. You'll understand the correlation. By the way, the things that she's advocating, are you beginning to see this in the United States of America? You better bet your bottom dollar. What about Supreme Court Justice Soda Pop? Yeah, I know what I'm saying. I'm just having a little thought to myself right now. Thank you, though, Sam. I appreciate that. She's an internationalist. Did you know that, Sam? She's an internationalist. Just in time for the immigration policy. And DACA. Isn't it interesting how she was appointed just in time? And yet people don't understand why these people are being appointed just in time. And if you'd put two and two together and do a little homework, you'll understand why they were appointed just in time. You know, it's interesting. I have Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Anthony Kennedy, John Roberts, Mr. Tax himself concerning health care, who sold out the American people. By the way, he's a great advocate for the homosexual lobby. You have Clarence Thomas, Stephen Breyer, and Alina Kagan. Sonia Sotomayor. And now we don't have Mr. Alito there anymore, of course. But interestingly enough, Sonia Sotomayor is an internationalist. And just for the sake of time, friends, it would do yourself good and do yourself a service by doing your homework concerning those that sit on that bench. And I also want to put into perspective, with all due respect to God's moral law, that the U.S. Supreme Court is not the final arbiter when it comes to law. Just so you know. I mean, to consider the judges as the ultimate arbiters of all constitutional questions is a very dangerous doctrine. And one which would place us under the despotism of an oligarchy. Thomas Jefferson said that. I mean, going back to what my point was in something Andrew Jackson said, if the Supreme Court is the final arbiter of what the Constitution says, then we have ceased to be our own rulers under God, and the Supreme Court is our ruler. And guess how they're acting today, now that we're speaking of this issue, and Alina Kagan, and Sonia Sotomayor, and others on the bench. Folks, these people have continuously sold you down the river. Can I ask you something? How is it that it's a divided decision over and over and over again when there's only one law? You ever notice that? Because they're always trying to divide the people. That's why. So they can conquer. Wait. If it's the job of those that call themselves judges, Article 3, Section 1, don't sit in good behavior, and the good behavior is that they discover and they apply God's moral law. Moses is right over the top of their heads to tell you, to make reference to that which is right and wrong, when they no longer discover and apply, yet begin to legislate and act as a bunch of activists from the bench. You know, the Constitution tells us then we are to get rid of them, Article 3, Section 1. Article 2, Section 4. But if we don't do that, then guess what? Now the Supreme Court has just become your daddy. And I want to tell you something. They're not my daddy. My daddy, Abba Father, is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and his son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.